Good morning, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what did the rain over the last 24 hours mean for the field?
Nothing really. Not a major impact. It's still got watered overnight, so the field can sort of it's designed to take up to be able to disperse 3 to 4 inches within an hour. So it's really done nothing.
just
a bit of extra nitrogen in the soil. That's about it.
Now I understand you've been a groundskeeper for many years, 17 years in fact. How crucial is the weather? Has the weather been over those years? Has it caused some chaos?
It does. Yeah, depending on I've worked on sort of various different sort of surface types as well, so it all affects different soils and different grass types differently. But up here with the main field here, there's really no issues with weather. It's really got to be some torrential flooding rain to make any difference. So.
Well, we're not going to get that between now and now on Sunday for the big game. You'll be pleased for your sake.
Oh, that's right.
Now,
the only thing I've got to worry about is the frost, really.
Oh, really?
That's... Yeah, they're expecting about 3 or 4 frosts leading up to the game, so yeah.
And what does that do in terms of your role? You know, what is there anything you can do about frost?
There's a few products we use. We use a lot of wetting agents tend to sort of leave a good coating on the leaf, which sort of reduces the damage with the frost, and also sort of reduces the severity of the frost as well. So, and just water management. So really, just sort of short 3 minute cycles with the irrigation system will sort of knock it off and break it down pretty quickly. So.
Now, I understand on a normal weekend at Glen Willow, there's a few field changes between different sporting codes. What does that mean for you, Brad?
It's really sort of week to week. It sort of goes from league to soccer, which are our main sports here. So the main thing is really line removal, changing all the markings on the field, and also sort of post removal and erection. So they're sort of the two main issues with the field changeovers. You will tend to cut fields. Soccer fields usually get cut a little bit lower, but I sort of find a happy medium where I don't have to sort of change heights too regularly. So I just sort of keep it around about 32 millimetres in length. So that seems to serve the purpose.
Now, with the NRL folks coming out this weekend, though, has been an extra effort from you and your co-workers?
Oh, that's right, yeah. We're just, it's just sort of, field management is sort of the main thing that I'm concerned about this week. What we tend to do is double cut the field every day up until game day. What we'll probably do is sort of line mark the field in full tomorrow, and then sort of a touch-up line mark on Sunday morning if required.
And with that game happening on Sunday, do they come out and inspect the field and make sure it's okay?
Yeah, there's a ground NRL ground manager appointed on the day, so they sort of determine and if they've got any concerns, then they'll sort of raise them with us, and I suppose we'll run around and fix what we can really. Sort of the main issues will probably be, you know, maybe concerns over sort of the levels around sprinkler heads and all that, some exposed sprinkler heads, but there's nothing really to worry here. They've been sort of happy in the past, so I can't see any concerns at this stage.
How, you know, are you expecting a big crowd on Sunday for this game between the Parramatta Eels and the Gold Coast Titans?
Yeah, I think at this stage, I don't know what the official figure is, but I think we're just over 6,000, which is a pretty good ticket sales at this stage, and we're hoping with all this sort of extra promotion that there'll be a rush on tickets towards the end. They are hoping to get close to the 10,000 mark. But we'll see.
That's a great crowd.
Yeah, it's really good for the town, and yeah, she's pretty busy saying that the population of Mudgee is 10,000, so we'll pretty much have the population of Mudgee in one stadium. So,
I get the sense that the Glen Willow Park has really been a real success story for the town.
Oh, definitely. It's sort of raised the profile of the town, and the feedback I get on the way the everyone sort of enjoyed coming here and playing here from different sort of codes, and we've been sort of happy with the feedback, and it's great for the town. So.
What do you like about your job as a caretaker, Brad?
The job sort of it can sort of throw a few things to you down here. Within Sydney, most of the jobs I've had, I've always had sort of four or five blokes around me to sort of assist me. But since I've been up here, it's myself and my horticultural assistant. So there's only two of us, and we're on a pretty big site here. So there's quite a lot of work to do here, and getting sort of thrown from pillar to post on certain days. So.
You've got to be a jack of all trades when you're out in the regions, Brad.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's something I'm starting to. Well, I'm used to now. So.
Oh, good stuff. Look, I hope the frost is kind out there, and it's a great game on Sunday.
Yeah, great. Thank you,
Brad Reynolds, caretaker of Glen Willow Park.